You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Bavard.
This is Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood. Praise God. I'm glad to be here again with you on the Miracle Blessing and Healing broadcast. Praise God. Amen. For Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. Come on out and be with us tonight. Amen. It's going to be a great night. Praise God. Prophet Melly Ramsey from South Carolina will be there. He's called the Barefoot Prophet. And you don't want to miss this man of God tonight. Two nights of revival. Tonight at 8 o'clock. And then Friday night at 8 o'clock, the Barefoot Prophet will be there. Amen. Prophet Melly Ramsey. He is great man to God. Amen. Speak it. What thus say the Lord? And you are going to be blessed. So come on out. Amen. These two nights of revival. Come on and let God bless you. Come on and hear a word from God. Come on and get the word. Amen. And let God bless you. Praise God. Amen. Also Sunday, Pastor Andre Smith will be speaking Sunday at 11:30 at Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center. Come on and be blessed. God has a word for you. And you want to come and receive the blessing from the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to talk to you today, amen, concerning check your heart. Amen. Many of us today needs to check our heart. Because, amen, many of your heart is not right. Amen. You've got to get your heart right with God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says, with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, salvation is made. Amen. You can speak it. Amen. With your mouth. Amen. Matthew 5 and 8 say, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I want you to know, amen, it's time for you to check your heart. The heart is one of the most important parts of the body. Amen. And so is it in the spirit. Your heart is very important for you to react right. Amen. Hallelujah. For you to get it clean. For you to clean up your heart. For you to clean up your life. God wants you to do it. Bible say here in Deuteronomy the 11th chapter. Hallelujah, glory to God, beginning at the 13th verse, and it came to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord thy God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. See, praise God, you must serve him with all your heart. You've got to serve him with all your mind and your soul. You got to put everything in it, amen, when you're serving God. And 14th verse, that I will give you the rain of your land in due season. Don't you want God to rain down blessings on you? Don't you want God to rain down miracles on you? He'll give the rain, hallelujah, of your land in due season. The first rain and the latter rain. Hallelujah. God want to give it to you. That thou may gather in thy corn and thy wine and thy oil so you can be blessed. God wants you to have plenty. God want to bless you going out and coming in. He want to bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. But it's according to you. It's what you do. For 15 verse saying, I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle that thou mayest eat and be full. Amen. God going to send you blessings. He'll send you miracles. Hallelujah. He'll send you plenty so that you can be filled. He'll bless you. But you got to get your heart right. You got to put your heart, get your heart in order. Take heed of yourself, 16th verse, that your heart be not deceived. Amen. Glory to God. Many people's heart are deceived, but you got to take heed that your heart be not deceived, and you turn aside and serve other God and worship them. Amen. God wants you to serve him. He don't want you to serve other God. Amen. To look at other God. Amen. To listen to other God, but he wants you to serve him. 17th verse. Amen. Hallelujah. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven that there be no rain. Oh, you don't want God to shut up the heaven. You don't want God to get angry with you that there be no rain and that the land yield not fruit. Oh, you want your land to yield fruit. You want your land to prosper. You want whatever you're doing, shepherd, to be prosper. Amen. Lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord give you. God give it to you. And if he give it to you, he want to bless you. But you got to watch yourself. You got to watch your heart. You got to get your heart right. Amen. Hallelujah. Nourish your heart and let your heart be blessed, because God want to bless it. Amen. But it's up to you. It's up to you. Amen. What you do about your heart. Praise God. It's about you, what you do and how you get your do. Amen. Hallelujah. Work with your heart and get it right. Amen. Psalms 14 said, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt and they've done abominable work. There is none that doeth good. Praise God. Don't be a fool talking to your heart. Amen. Telling your heart, there is no God. Speak, amen. There is a God, and he can save me, and he can deliver me. He can set me free. He can bring me out of bondage. Talk to your heart. Speak to your heart. Praise the Lord. Bible say, amen, when you fool, the Lord looketh down from heaven upon the children of men to see if they were, if there were any that did understand and seek God. It's time for you to seek God. Don't be a fool. Don't think like a fool. Don't act like a fool. Don't you behave like a fool. Praise God. Hallelujah. But get your heart right. Amen. Get hallelujah. And turn your heart to God so you can have a pure heart. Oh, I want you to know God wants you to be clean. He wants you to be righteous. Amen. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. When you have a, hallelujah, filthy heart. When you got a heart, amen, like a fool. Amen. You won't do good. Praise God. You won't do what God say. Amen. You got a filthy heart. You got a filthy mind. Oh, but if you clean up your life, if you clean up your heart, if you clean up your mind, you will think right. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon the Lord? You're a fool when you won't call on God. You're a fool when you won't seek God. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Fifth verse say, there were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. You better fear God. You better know God. You better think about God. Amen. Jeremiah 17:10 say, God searches the heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. He searches and he knows what's in the heart and he sees what's in the heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you got to get it right. You got to seek God and you got to serve him and you got to get your heart right. Amen. Hallelujah. Because your heart belongs to God and you need to serve him. You need to walk up right before him. Check your heart. See if it's right. See if it's of God. Amen. Hallelujah. First Chronicles, the 29th chapter and the 16th verse. Oh, Lord, our God, all this store that we have prepared to build thee an house for thine holy name cometh through thy, of thine hand, and is all thine own. Hallelujah. Glory to God. David wanted to build him a house. He wanted him to build him a holy place. Amen. Hallelujah. So that they can worship him. He said, I know also, my God, that thou triest the heart. See, God try your heart. And has pleasure in uprightness. Amen. God wants you to be right. As for me, in the righteousness of my heart, I will willingly offer all things, all these things. And now have I seen with joy thy people which are present here to offer willingly unto you. Amen. David wanted to offer things to God. Offer what he had to God. And that's what you got to do. Amen. Offer what you got to God. Give it to God. Oh, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen. Our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the heart of the people, and prepare thy heart unto thee. David say, amen, hallelujah. You have done it. Yeah, amen, hallelujah. People have imagined things, and amen, they keep it in their heart. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God. And they prepare their heart for God. That's what we got to do. We got to get our hearts ready, and we got to prepare it for God. Amen, get your heart right. Amen, because it's got to be right with God. And he said, oh, give unto Solomon, my son, a perfect heart to keep thy commandments, thy testimonies, and thy statutes, and to do all these things, and to build, hallelujah, glory to God, thy palace for the which I have made provision. David made provision so his son, amen, could build the tabernacle, so he could build the temple. But David wanted him to have a perfect heart, a pure heart, a clean heart. Amen. Glory to God. Solomon said, I made provision. I know you don't want me to build it. You've already told me, David. Say, you already told me that I wasn't supposed to build it, that you picked Solomon, and I prepared things. I made provision for him. Amen. Hallelujah. To do the work. Amen. Hallelujah. And David said to all the congregation, now bless the Lord your God. And all the congregation blessed the Lord God of their father and bowed their heads and worship the Lord and the king. Praise God. Hallelujah. God wants you to bless him. God wants you to worship him. He wants you to seek him. He wants you to call on him. Praise God. Hallelujah. He wants you to clean up your heart and serve him. Hallelujah. Glory to God, so that he can bless you. And they sacrificed sacrifices unto the Lord and offered burnt offering unto the Lord. On the morrow after that day, even a thousand bullocks, 1,000 ram, 1,000 lamb with their drink offering and sacrifice in abundance. Hallelujah for all Israel. See, they gave God 1,000 of what they have. It's something about 1,000 that moved God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because people are serious when they do 1,000, when they put out 1,000 ram, lamb, $1,000, give him 1,000 of whatever they have. God bless it. And they did eat and drink before the Lord in that day with great gladness. And they made Solomon, the son of David, king, hallelujah, the second time, and anointed him unto the Lord God to be chief governor, and Zadok to be the king. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless him because he had a good heart. Praise God, hallelujah, because he had a right mind, because he had the right spirit. You need to seek God. You need to call on God. Praise God, hallelujah. God wants to bless you. He wants to bless your life, but you got to get your heart right. You got to check your heart and turn your heart to God. Hallelujah. He knows you and he sees you. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. But you can't let Satan fill your heart. You got to seek God and you got to turn to him and you got to call on him. You got to turn your heart toward God and he will deliver you. Check your heart today. Your heart got to be holy. Your heart got to be clean. Hallelujah. Your heart got to be a heart that is righteous. God wants you to be righteous. He wants you to be clean. He wants you to be holy. Glory to God. Have a clean heart. Have a pure heart. Amen. Glory to God. Seek him with all your might. Seek him with all your soul and with all your mind. Praise God. You cannot deceive God. God knows what's in your heart. He sees you. And he hears you. Praise God. And he knows what's in your heart. And he wants you to turn to him with all your heart and with all your mind and with all your might. Turn to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come unto him, you that labor and heavy laden. And he said, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. It's time for you to get a clean heart. It's time to you to turn your heart to God. come to him and believe in your heart and confess with your mouth and God will save you. He said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's time for you to get your heart right. Take heed so that you will not be destroyed. Amen. Glory to God. But look to him and serve him. God searches the heart. He knows what's in the heart. But if you a fool, the Bible said a fool has said in their heart, there is no God. Don't you be a fool. God is real. Hell is real. Heaven is real. But you can't deceive God. God sees you and God knows you. Acts the 5th chapter. But a certain man, hallelujah, named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold to possession and kept back part of the price. His wife also being privily of it, and brought a certain part, laid it at the apostle's feet. Praise God. What kind of heart do you have? You need to check your heart, because you can't deceive God. You can't lie to God, because he knows everything. The third verse said, but Peter said to Ananias, why has Satan filled our heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and keep back part of the house, the price of the land? Don't you try, amen, to deceive God. Don't you lie to the Holy Ghost, but you need to get it right. It's time now to get your life right. It's time now to get your heart right. And the Bible said, while it remained, hallelujah, Peter said, while it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was so, was it not thine own power? Why have thou conceived this thing in your heart? Hallelujah. And have not lied unto men, but unto God. Praise God. Ananias, he had lied unto God. When you get your heart right, you won't have to lie. You can tell the truth. Praise God, because God sees you and he knows you, and he wants you to get your heart right. And the Bible said, here and Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost, and great fear was on all of them that heard these things. I want you to know, it's time to get it right. It's time to get your life right. It's time to get your heart right. Don't try to lie to the Holy Ghost, because God sees you. He knows your heart. Praise God. And after that, his wife Sapphira came with the same thing in her heart, trying to deceive the man of God, trying to lie to the Holy Ghost. But I want you to know, she died also. Fell out and died. Praise God. Don't you take a chance with your life. Get your heart right. Clean up your heart. God want to deliver you. God want to save you. God want to bless you. But you got to get your heart right. You got to know that God sees you. And he knows your heart, and he needs you to get your heart right. Get right with God. He will help you. I know many of you say, I've tried, and I failed many times because I did wrong again. But don't give up. If you don't give up, God won't give up on you. But you got to do it his way. You got to follow his system. Many of us want to grow in our own way. We want to do what we want to do, but you got to do it God's way. Don't adapt to the world system, because the world system will not help you, but God's system will. He, hallelujah, he want to help you. He wants you to come to him and be saved. And the Bible said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your heart. Come on, by the renewing of your mind. Praise God. Come on now and get God in your life. Come on now and get God in your mind. Get God in your soul. The world system say you can, as long as you're good, you are all right. And if you go to church, you are all right. Hallelujah, glory to God. But God's word, he wants you to be saved. He said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. But you don't have to remain in your sin. You can come to Jesus. He's stretching out his arms. So whosoever will, let them come. He said, come unto me, ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. It's time to come to him. Check your heart and get your heart right. Check your life and turn it over to Jesus. Seek the Lord now. Come to him now. Glory to God. God spoke to me at the all-night prayer in September, on the first Friday night of September. Said the death angel is going to walk the land in this new year. Praise God. 2026, the death angel is going to walk the land. Well, you know it's already started, but we got to pray and say, God, wait a little longer. Touch out your people. Save them. We got to pray now, amen, that they will come to him. We got to pray now that they'll walk out of their sin. They would denounce the devil. Hallelujah. They give the devil, amen, back his tools. Give him back what he has, because it's time to be saved. Come now. Give your heart to Jesus. He wants your heart. He wants your soul. He wants your mind. And he wants you to come to him. You have a chance now. You can say now, I want to be saved. I want to be delivered. I want to be set free. And if you said that, I want you to repeat after me. God, I'm a sinner. Come into my life. Come into my heart. Save me now. Blot out my transgression. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and he died for my sins, and he rose that I might have life and have it more abundantly. Say, devil, I denounce you now. You no longer rule me. You no longer have a part in my life. You are no longer to control me. I'm turning to God. I want to be free, because whom the Son set free is free indeed. Now I want you to leave here and, hallelujah, start looking for a church where you can serve God, where you can keep living for him. The devil is a liar. He don't want you to serve God, because he lost his chance. He was in heaven and got kicked out, and he lost his chance. He wants you to lose your chance of serving God. But you got to say in your mind, devil, I'm not going to be destroyed, because he's a liar and he's the father of lies, and he come to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Why don't you come now? Why don't you continue to serve God? Why don't you continue to be saved? Why don't you continue to be delivered, you that are sick in your body? Lay your hands on your body. I bind every sickness, every disease and infirmity. I curse it now by Jesus' stripes. You're already healed. Keep saying, I'm healed. keep confessing your healing, hallelujah, because you are snared by the word of your mouth, and when you say it, it's got to come to pass, hallelujah, God will do it for you. Hallelujah. In fact, it's already done. But you got to believe it, and you got to praise him, and you got to thank God for it. I know pain is still aching you, but you got to rebuke it. Bind that pain up and say, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to walk. In the name of Jesus, my blood's going to be right. In the name of Jesus, my back is healed. In the name of Jesus, I got my deliverance. And keep on thanking him. And keep on praising him. Hallelujah. And then meet me tonight at Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center. Amen. Where the barefoot prophet is going to be speaking tonight. Hallelujah. Prophet Melly Ramsey. And you don't want to miss this man of God from South Carolina, the barefoot prophet. You better come on out tonight at 8 o'clock, and then come on Friday night. Two nights of revival, 8 o'clock at Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. Get in your car and drive. Hallelujah. Get the Uber. Get the Lyft. Call your cab. Whatever you got to do to get there, you need to get there. Because God's got a blessing for you with your name on it. But you got to come. You got to come in order to receive it. God want to bless you. He want to bless your life. Call your children. Call your mama. Call your daddy. Call your best friend. Call them from the east or west, the north side of, hallelujah, Florida. And come on out and let God bless you. He got a blessing for you, but you got to come on out in order to get it. Melbourne, Palm Bay, hallelujah, Mary Island, Titusville, hallelujah, Galley, get on out there and let God bless you. He got miracles for you, hallelujah, with your name on it. I'm glad for you today because you have checked your heart and now you're getting your heart right. I'm glad for you today because you are seeking God. And you know that he's the way, the truth, and the light. Hallelujah. Come on to him. Come on and be delivered. Come on to him. Come on and be saved. Don't let them talk you out of it. Don't listen to your friend. Don't listen to the negative things that they got to, hallelujah, tell you. There is a God, and God is real, and he sees you. He knows all about you. And then come on Sunday, Pastor Andre Smith is going to be there preaching the word of God, and you need to hear what God is saying. Come on, 11:30 Sunday, and let God bless you. There's a miracle for you. There's a miracle with your name on it, but you got to come. It's Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. Come on and be blessed Thursday night, which is tonight at 8 o'clock. Get on down there. The barefoot prophet is going to be there. Prophet Melly, hallelujah, Ramsey from the Carolinas. You don't want to miss it because, amen, God got a miracle for you. And then Friday night, come on back. The barefoot prophet will be there. Two nights of miracle. Two nights of blessing. I'll be there. Amen. This is Dr. Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward. I'll be looking for you there at Miracle Deliverance. God bless you.
So I keep it on the side. Oh, no. I'm just smiling, singing. sand.